from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Holmes kicks the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle. Base hit. Game over. Phillies win it. Castellanos, his fourth walk-off hit of the season as the Phillies win it 3-2 here in the bottom of the 11th.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz joining us on a Tuesday because we will not be on due to the Phillies tomorrow is our favorite Larry Anderson. L.A., you were so worried about the Phillies, we told you everything was going to be fine. Will you stop worrying already?
Finally, I can relax.
Not too soon, L.A. Yeah. Just hold on for about another month. Hold on.
Yes. I hear you.
So, you know, a big, you know, recent week for Castellanos, and he has been, honestly, when you look at the stats, it's really since the middle of May, he's been pretty good and even better recently. Do you see anything different in Castellanos, or is just the ball hitting the bat, and that's what's happening? Things are just evening out.
I don't see anything different at all. When he's getting a pitch to hit, he's hitting it. That's the biggest difference. But like anybody else, they make pitches to him, they get him out. They make mistakes, and he's hitting them. And you know, I think when guys struggle is when they get pitches to hit and they foul them off or swing through them. He's not doing that. He's, you know, if they're throwing him nasty sliders down and away, you know, just off the plate, he's, and I won't say chasing, like, because he struck out on some good pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And guys with good stuff can do that. But when they make a mistake, he's all over it. And I think that's, like he says, I don't have a game plan. I just see the ball, hit ball. And when he's getting one that he sees that he likes, he's hitting it. I think that's I don't know, I guess that's maybe a little different than earlier in the year when he was getting pitches to hit. He wasn't hitting them. And he was probably chasing a little more then than he is now. But that's it, really. He think about it, he's carried this team for a month, not more, a month and a half since the break, maybe. I mean, he's been the one consistent force. Turner was hot for a while coming back, but he cooled off. And, you know, so he's coming through in the clutch when we needed him most. He's had some huge hits.
It's one of the things that I think makes Rob Thompson's job and the decisions he makes so interesting, because Castellanos has played every game, and there were a ton of calls in the first couple of months of the season as, give the guy a day off, give the guy a day off, give the guy a day off. Just, how could it hurt? How could it hurt? Whereas, like, it's Thompson's job to know, nah, that's not what he needs. But another player, you know, him sitting Trey Turner down or whoever it is, it's just the entire part, that whole mind game thing of knowing the players and knowing who should sit and who shouldn't, I think is one of the most interesting things of Rob Thompson's job.
I think it is. And it's also, to me, one of the most important parts of his job of any manager is not looking at the players saying, well, okay, I got to give him a day off here and I got to give him a day off here and I got to give him a day off. He just seems to have a knack for what he's doing and knowing, being able to read the players and understand where they're at. One thing that he's always said, and this is not just from Thompson, but, you know, hearing from other guys, that how hard he works. I mean, Cassie said he's constantly working. He's trying to get better. He doesn't want time off. He doesn't want to take days off. But they said his work ethic is great. And that's, you know, if a guy is working at it and things aren't going well, it's hard to fault him. Go, no, it's not like he doesn't care, or, you know, There's times, and I said earlier in the year, it's like it's a perception. And I said I would never say a guy doesn't care because I don't think there's a guy up that goes on the field that doesn't want to do well, that doesn't want to hit 350 and drive in, you know, 110 runs and hit 40 home runs. But it doesn't just because you want to doesn't mean you're going to do it. But the fact that he's working at it, and it's just sometimes I said, and I had said at the time, I think the perception, it just looks like he doesn't. Sometimes he doesn't care, but he does. And so it's, you know, maybe it's not fair for me to say that, but well, I think it is fair because that's what it looks like. Sometimes it looks like he doesn't care, but to say he doesn't, to say factually he doesn't, that's, I can't say that, nor can anybody else, because we don't know. It's only he knows. And so I just, for me, kudos to Thompson for doing what he's doing, to stand with him, because it's certainly paid dividends.
Yeah, I think the guy has built up a great sort of defense mechanism, L.A., and I don't think it's a bad thing. I think, honestly, if more guys that come here and play here and have to play in this fishbowl and with this type of pressure on them and the scrutiny that can come with it, yeah, if they can find a way to build up sort of that defense mechanism where they don't let the outside noise affect them even when they're struggling, it allows them a better chance to figure it out and work their way out of it. I think Cassidy has sort of been able to do that, not let the outside noise bother him while he's also still trying to work on the things that he's struggling with. And then you got a manager that supports him in the way that Rob has supported him by leaving him out there and letting him figure it out. I know people say when the postseason comes, they still don't know if they can trust him. But I say this, L.A., they get to the postseason, it'll be the third year in a row. He hasn't had his big postseason yet. It may be time for him to be that surprise bat this postseason where he gives you something you don't expect.
I couldn't agree with you more, Ike, with everything. With him understanding playing here, I think, is a huge part of it. And just like you were saying, and I think his comments, you know, fans might not want to hear it, but I think it's very true. He said the fans here, he said they're going to give you everything they got. They're going to love you with all they got when you're going good, and they're going to hate you with all they got when you're going bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that kind of is. I mean,
it is.
But it is. And maybe, you know, hate you is, yeah.
It's a little strong, word. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think I understand what he's saying. It's like, when they're down on you, they're going to let you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I love about the fans, that they're, the passion that they have, good or bad, they're going to give it to you, all of it, and you're either going to wear it and deal with it, or you're going to crumble. And if you don't understand it, like he put it that way, if you don't understand it, you know, a lot of guys would crumble under it.
Yep,
it's a special place to play. To me, it's the best place to play. As long as you understand, if you're not doing your job, you're going to get booed.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's you can go to any game or any sport or anything in this town, and when guys aren't going well, when things are going bad, I don't care what team it is, you're going to get booed because they expect you to be better. They
Yep.
expect you to be at your best, and if you're not, you're gonna wear it. You're gonna hear it, so again, you can either wear it or you can crumble. And he's figured it out, I think.
We're talking to Larry Anderson now. Speaking of days off, there was a story that came out the other day about Bryce Harper sort of battling some pain in his wrist, some pain in his elbow that's been there for a while, has not homered since August 9th. Now with obviously a 7-game lead, people have blown 7-game leads. We've caught teams blowing 7-game leads. However, down the stretch with him sort of nursing those things, do you think it's time to start giving him a day here and there to try to get as healthy as he can before the playoffs?
To be honest, I don't know if a day is going to make a difference.
Right.
If it's something that is getting worse, and only Harp knows. I mean, the trainers don't know. I mean, they can't feel the pain. They don't, and the tolerance to pain obviously has some tolerance to it, or for it. But he's the only one knows if it's getting worse. And if it's getting worse, I think it's incumbent upon him to say to Tom, "Hey, I need a day." And then let Thompson say, I want to give him a day off. You know, and Thompson will take the heat
mm-hmm.
for his players. There's no doubt about that. He will defend them to the nth degree. Mm-hmm. And doesn't mean that he won't chastise them when they need to be or call them in, but he's not going to do it publicly. And I think he will say, you know, let me wear that badge. Let me wear that one, and I'll take care of it. I'll take the heat if I give him a day off or don't give him a day off. But the thing is, all Harper has to do is just be honest with him. I think that's the key. If he says, I need a day, and let Thompson not come, you know, for Harper not to come out and say that publicly, but to let Thompson know that, let Thompson wear it. And he will do it. He will wear it for the players. I think he's proven that. But I think that's, I can't say, again, and I don't think any trainer can say, the doctors can't, unless, you know, something shows that it's getting worse, if they're going to do tests and x-rays mm-hmm. and that stuff or whatever. But outside of that, it's, if it's not getting worse, I think he just has to figure out how to deal with it. Because personally, if you have something like that, something that's bothering you significantly, I don't know if a day makes a difference. You know, a week might, but I don't know if a day might. And I don't think they're ready to give him a week off at this point.
No.
So it's really, I think it just comes down to Harp being honest with Thompson.
Well, yeah, and the interesting thing there is, I mentioned they're safe-ish in the division, but they've got bigger fish to fry, in that you want to get one of those top two seeds. And if you want to get Bryce Harper some time off, the best thing you could do is get one of those top two seeds, because then he's, you know, he's getting almost a week off before they have to play a playoff game. So,
yeah. And I think that the other thing, I mean, I've said before, 17-7. I mean,
yep.
We overcame seven games back with 17 games to go against the Mets. It can happen. You don't expect it to, and I don't expect this team to ever collapse like that. I think they're too good. I think their pitching's too good for that to happen, but it can happen. And so I think it would be great if they can go out there, go on a roll, and give him some extra time going into the playoffs. I think would be ideal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Well, Larry Anderson now. Oh, congratulations on not having to go to Toronto. That is I think that's a win for you. So, but it's good to be on the other side of that, you know, Kansas City, Houston, Atlanta series, and come out, you know, the way that they did. It certainly could have projected it not going quite as well as it did.
Yeah. I mean, look at what they've done with the last few series. I mean, they've done what they had to do. And I mean, they had to do it. I think, continuing a stumbling block against those last three series could have set panic in with a lot of people. But I think they did what they had to do. They won the series against the three playoff teams, the playoff bound, and they looked good doing it. I'm thrilled with what they did, and to win that the 3 out of 4 in Atlanta, I thought splitting there would be, they need to split and they'll be all right. They won 3 out of 4, and I think that's huge. I really do.
Especially the way they did it, by the way. I think the close games were fun, but also showed a little mettle, those getting through those games, you know. So,
and having that going into the playoffs, yep. You know, providing it, you know, continues, I don't see any reason for them not to be in the playoffs. But I think that that strengthens them from a mental standpoint going into the playoffs.
All right, LA. Well, we appreciate your time, man, and hopefully they just keep winning series till the end of the end of the year. Well, I'll take that. All right, man.
I'll take it.
Okay, brother.
All right, man.
Guys, have a good one.
Thanks, LA. You know, woke up this morning, walked outside. It's a little chilly. Kind of loved it. Meant football's happening, but it also means that the winter's happening. When the winter happens, that's what you hear. You hear the cold air
breakdown
come through your old. Well, you have those old windows.
Yeah, you know.
You sit in your living room. You hear this. It's worst.
Like, that feels like an unnerving feeling.
It's terrible. That's why you got to go Gaida. They got something going on right now that's going to make it more affordable for you. Buy one, get one half off. So whatever you buy, whether you buy a door, you can get a window half off. You get another door half off. And you do it however you need it, right? So if you need a door and you need a storm door, that storm door is half off. You buy a patio door, you're like, I need a window, that window's half off. The more you buy, the more you save. You do your whole house, the half of the house ends up being 50% off. They're also going to make it easier for you with no money down, interest-free financing up to 18 months. Restrictions apply. This only happens for a limited time. For full details, call Gaida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at GoGaida.com. That's Go GUIDA.com. Jake and Delco, you're on WIP. What up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What up, Jake?
I think you set a record for number of pause moments in that first hour. Does Elliot keep track of that?
No, we don't. We actually don't have, well, as far as I know, Elliot's not keeping track of that. And actually, I don't think you can stream the Odyssey app in Brazil. I don't think you can stream it outside of this country.
He also can't tweet.
And he's not allowed to tweet.
Oh, he's struggling over there.
Yeah. We weren't all together on Friday. Then we had a 3-day weekend. So you got a lot of pause to make up for. So that's what we were doing in that first hour.
So as far as the Eagles, Spike, you said something I haven't heard anybody else say. That I thought was a pretty astute observation. You said with the Eagles, you said maybe the collapse isn't over. And I was like, damn, because you just automatically think it's over because the calendar turned, because we got new guys. Just whether you know it or not, no one really has that thought. But what if there's still something there, you know? Or is it the side of me that thinks it's going to be a good year is that last year is going to be the motivation to be a springboard for this year? Or is there something insidious that's still there that's going to hold us back?
Well, here's the thing. Only thing a fan can go off of, or I would suggest a fan go off of, is what do you see in front of you? Is there any evidence of it being there right now?
I would say no.
Okay.
But we don't.
Well, hold on. We don't know anything. So I'm only saying this is that I'm not saying you're right or wrong. What I'm saying is I guess this is the difference in the fan's mindset, depending on where you are as a fan. A lot of fans will tell you that is in the past and we moved on. So why continue to talk about it or bring it up to the players? The players aren't thinking about it. They moved on. We have new players in here. We got new coordinators. Everybody seems to understand their roles on the team and everybody seems to be happy. Now, you won't truly know until the Eagles get into a rough spot during the season and then you see how they handle it. But going into the season, I don't see the benefit of hanging on to that feeling.
Yeah, it's funny. I made that same complaint, and now here I am being a hypocrite. Back when that ESPN article was written about Nick and Jalen like a month ago, I was complaining to my wife. Like, why are they still talking about it? Now here I am bringing it up.
It's okay, but I don't think you're alone. I think there are some fans out there that are concerned about that. I'm just saying, yes, it's in the back of my mind. I'm not going to try to lie to anybody and be like, okay, I just think everything is going to be great. When they do have their first adversity in a game, and Nick does have that impulsive reaction where he can't necessarily anticipate and think, what is that like? And then if somebody actually makes a mistake and say, let's say someone sort of colors outside the line, for lack of a better term. Okay, the person who may be offended by that, how offended are you? Is this something that tanks the season? Is this something that where you go into a shell all of a sudden because Nick had a moment? Like, does that crush you as a player? Like, that tells me a lot about the player as well. Like, Nick can't walk around on eggshells as a coach.
Afraid to talk to people.
Yeah, he can't do that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I actually.
So some of this is on the player too, and players to get tough skin, and some things you got to be able to block out and just do your job.
Yeah, it's not gonna, not everyone around you is going to be exactly the way you want them to be when you want them
yes.
to be. And the thing that you said there, I think, is a perfect at the beginning is a perfect encapsulation of whether you are sort of optimistic in general as a person or pessimistic. Because Jake, the two sorts of people that say things here, one person says, "I know the Eagles will be good because 2 years ago I saw them one play away from the Super Bowl." And the pessimistic person says, "Oh yeah, well 1 year ago I saw them have the worst collapse I've seen in 30 years."
Yeah.
And the truth is they both happened. They're both within the last 18 months, right? They both happened, but none of us truly have any idea what is really going to happen. So I'm sure on some level the team that went to the Super Bowl is in there somewhere, but I'm also sure on some level the team that collapsed last year is somewhere in there. And it will truly be, it's not about you or me or
right.
Ike or Jack. It's really about what is inside of them. And the thing that you said, Jake, that I think is truly the question is, do the players who are still here who were there last year, is it more important to them to prove that last year was an aberration and that it's not going to happen again, and they almost offended by the idea that it could, or is whatever happened stronger than their desire to do it? And we truly won't see. If the Eagles win by 30 points on Friday night, it'll be great,
right?
But won't be a true test to see what happened, you know, or
but
whether it's
still everybody
there.
Will react and say, see,
it's gone.
Everything is fine. It's
right.
gone.
Right.
Yes.
Right. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
Whatever the reaction as fans is, it's going to be an overreaction.
Well, that's for sure. Yes.
Situation right now.
By the way, I promise you. So Ike and I will be on Saturday morning. And thank you for the call, Jake. Ike and I will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We could not wait until Monday to talk about Friday's game.
I ain't going to leave you hanging like that, Delaware Valley.
I can promise you this. Now, I know it is more important for you to hear what Ike says on Saturday morning. However, I am promising you I will overreact on Saturday.
One way or the other.
One way or the other. I know myself. I know how I'm going to feel. I know how I felt before when things go well or when they don't go well in every sport here. And I can promise you, no matter what happens on Friday night, you will get me overreacting on Saturday at 10.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, right? Because I actually have, when I look at Nick and I look at Jalen, these two guys, and I'm stating the obvious here, will determine what type of team this is this year. They set the tone, use Jalen's term, he's the thermostat. So he's setting the temperature in the room. If his head is in a good place and he's leading, this team will follow, they will have fun, they will enjoy playing for each other, and we'll get something closer to 2022 from an overall standpoint. Same thing with Nick Sirianni. You know, last year, he tried to win the Super Bowl every week. You can't get back what happened in Arizona. Unfortunately, coach, you can't get it back. It happened. But he went in coaching like that every week last week, and I think it rubbed people the wrong way at times. He felt turning it up a little bit more would be the way to go, and everybody didn't handle it well. But those two guys, if they can figure out their right balance on the team, this could be a good thing here.
Sure. And by the way, going
cause
through,
because defense, you don't have any, you don't have these personalities on defense where somebody is feeling like they're calling the shot and they're the big dog over there.
No. Yeah. And ultimately, yeah, you're right. Those two guys, not only this year, but in the future of the franchise,
yeah.
we'll know a lot more in 2 months than we know right now about both those guys and their future
yeah.
with the team. Coming up next, you know, part of Elliott Shore Park's future could be in a Brazilian prison if he does tweet.
Also, it's against the law to tweet?
Yes.
Wow.
And then if you use a VPN to tweet, a VPN disguises where you're. So the way a VPN works, in case people have heard it, a VPN you put on your phone or put on your computer basically disguises where you are. So a lot of people in other countries, because it's not just Brazil where you can't use Twitter, like you can't use in China
really?
Or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
So,
I don't lead a country.
So I think India, you can't use it, whatever. They'll use VPNs to get on this stuff. So if they catch you using a VPN in Brazil to access Twitter, the fine is $8,500 a day.
Come on, Elliot.
Do you think Elliot can expense that?
I'm now worried, can he last over there an entire week?
Well, he's skirting the rules.
Guy can't even last.
He's still doing videos.
Yeah, but he's sending it to
Seltzer,
the people here, the tweet from the Go Birds account.
Yeah.
He's skirting.
He's skirting.
God.
Twitter's very important to him.
They're going to take him down.
So we'll find out what the scene's like there in Brazil.
Ike is now nervous for Elliot. There's 100%. Yes.
By the way, if you
haven't... He's not going to be able to make it over there an entire week.
No, of course not. That's why when I see a tweet pop up from Elliot, I'm going to have such a warm feeling inside, knowing
you guys are crazy, man.
Knowing that he's doing that for us. So we'll find out.
Sacrificing.
Yep. We'll find out what the scene is like in Brazil with Elliot next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.